Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Whoo, ain't it good that Monday's over? Oh yeah, we're getting our week started now, aren't we? It's the 14th of July, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, we're getting closer and closer to the launch of the new Windows 10 operating system. Yes, July 29th is just a little bit away. And it seems that Microsoft is ready to make a big global party of it. Now, you're going to be able to purchase Windows 10 systems starting on that day. Upgrades will start to be available for supported machines too. And Microsoft also plans to celebrate the launch with 5 million Windows insiders who help all that early beta testing for Windows 10. Ah, but the fun doesn't just stop there. The company's also going to host events in 13 cities around the world. Events are going to kick off in Sydney, Tokyo, Singapore, Beijing, New Delhi, Dubai, Berlin, Madrid, London, New York City, and there'll be a few other places in there too they have not listed, because I know that ain't 13 yet. So get ready, Windows buffs. You're about 15 days away from getting down and getting funky. Hey, now that we talked about Microsoft, let's go over to Apple, shall we? Okay. Because apparently that's where all the money is. We actually know that Apple has a very tiny share of the smartphone industry. But guess what? Apple's actually taking 92% of profits for the entire smartphone industry. According to the latest research from IDC, Apple was responsible for 18.3% of smartphones shipped globally in the first quarter of 2015. But they're taking a vast majority of profits at a staggering 92.3%. Unfreaking believable. Now, Samsung is actually coming in at a distant second of 15%. Now, you know, hold on. You're thinking, okay, wait a minute. Let's see, 92, 15, that's 107. How the heck can that be possible? Well, according to IDC, that's because other handset makers have either failed to make a profit or are actively losing money. Now, a lot of this for Apple side isn't due to parts of the new iPhone 6 and 6 Plus models. They've just been rave reviews about them and everybody has wanted one. So that's really helped out Apple being the dominant profit leader. It's also probably in part that it doesn't cost Apple as much money to make those phones, too, yet they charge that $700 price tag for them. In any case, it'll probably continue. Everyone will want a 6S when it comes out here in a few months. Yep, my hand is up in the air right now. Well, it seems a lot of you in the UK are on Instagram, 14 million of you to be exact. And that's not just a relative figure of saying, well, that's how many have an account. No, these are actually active users. Yes, Instagram has revealed that there are actually 300 million active users across the globe. And funny enough, 70% of its user base are actually outside of the US. Instagram said that about 70 million photos are added each day, and on an average of that, get about 2.5 billion likes per day. So what does this mean for me and you? Well, not really a damn thing. It means a lot for Instagram, though, because advertisers are going to love this crap. This is actually the first time that a figure has been disclosed to how many people are actually using Instagram. So it's really impossible to say whether it's growing or shrinking. But to advertisers' mind right now, if you say 300 million active viewers, yeah, I'm sure they're going to be probably pretty happy with that. Hey, it's been a day of statistics and research here for the BTN News Show, so let's continue, shall we? Well, in a new research study, 77% of people actually polled for this are saying they're up to using password alternatives now. Yeah, we all know that we're very much used to that username and password, and it's been that way for years. But it's kind of showing lately that hackers are also loving that too, and our data's just not quite as secure as it used to be. Of 24,000 consumers across 6 continents that were actually polled for this research, 60% of the consumers find passwords actually a pain in the butt. And with that, 3/4 of the world are actually open to using alternatives. In fact, China and India are most open to it. 92% and 84% are actually saying, yeah, we need something a little bit better than this now. 78% of consumers are open to it in Brazil, Mexico, and Sweden, and believe it or not, 74% are actually in the U.S., the lowest of them all. Considering how much hacking's been going on in the U.S. lately, you'd think they'd be a little bit more open to it. Now, this next story is actually going to go out to our U.S. listeners, and it's for all really that are on Comcast, which I know are a lot of you. Something you probably thought you'd never hear, but Comcast is actually going to start offering a streaming TV service for $15 a month. I know, big shock. But there's a few quirks. Really, what this is aimed at is Comcast internet subscribers that say, yeah, you know, I want a little TV, but not a lot of TV. And for $15 a month as an add-on, it gives you access to all the local networks, including ABC, CBS, CW, Fox, NBC, PBS, and a few others. You're also going to have access to HBO's thing as well. No, not HBO Now, as in like HBO, HBO 2, HBO 3, and you know, and so on. The new service from Comcast is actually called Stream, and it's currently available as a free beta testing in Boston. Hey, all right, Boston. After that, if all goes well, Comcast will then offer Stream to stream all to its customers by early 2016. $15 a month for something you could actually stick an antenna up in the air and get for free? Yeah, you need to think a little bit more outside that box there. Just saying. And finally, something we have to deal with every freaking day, and that's crappy roads. No matter where we are in the world, there's always that road that you have to go down and say, oh man, when are they going to fix this? Well, hopefully, they'll take this new technology into consideration for new roads being built. Roads made of plastic. I know. Sounds a little odd, doesn't it? But hear me out. A Dutch construction company is actually collaborating with the city of Rotterdam to start actually prototyping plastic-built roads in a street lab. Now, the idea behind this is to actually use recycled plastic, then that'll be melt-down poured and then molded into prefabricated bricks. And what I mean by bricks, I mean a freaking huge big old brick. They want to be able to have this thing done in sections where if there's one section that's bad, they pull it out and simply pop in another one. Kind of like Legos. All the pieces would be hollow, yeah, kind of like Legos, and would allow workers to run infrastructure through them, you know, like little tunnels, like, I don't know, internet cables and all these sort of things. Drainage, you name it, it'll run through it. However, though, don't be thinking that your Lego infrastructure is going to be coming your way anytime soon. Take this with a pinch of salt. This is still very much in development. But I know for most of us, this idea or concept couldn't come soon enough, that we have to deal with these potholes every single day. Then again, with how fast road construction crews actually work, it definitely probably won't speed up that time actually getting stuff replaced anyways. Here's hoping. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. As always, get on over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Wednesday Humpy Dumpy Day edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you as always for listening.